Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast, where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
So today we're talking about overcoming the mindset of poverty, how to break the spirit of poverty or a poverty mindset. And to be quite honest, I never knew I had it till about 2 months ago, right? And you may think that you don't have it. You realize that you do have a mindset or a lack mindset or a spirit of poverty. And so quick story, I grew up poor. Okay, I grew up poor and I only realized looking back. At the time, I knew we didn't have a lot, but I never thought we were poor. But looking back, I grew up in poverty and I'll share more about my story later. But for instance, we were so poor, my mom put Vaseline in our hair. Our hairstyles were already crazy. Our hair was never looked after. So that's the level I'm talking about. And often a lot of us, we don't like to talk about it. Like, but the truth is, I was born into poverty, right? And so with mom, single mom, four children, never had enough. She also suffered from poverty mindset. My nan has always worked and has always been quite well off, but she's also had a poverty mindset. I remember going to her house one time and I wanted to have a bath and she ran the water for me and she legit put this much water in the bath. I was like, what is going on? But there's always been in my family a don't waste electricity, don't waste water, don't waste food, don't waste that. And I too grew up like that. And how that manifested to me in my younger years is, okay, I don't have money. I'm too young to get a job. I'm gonna go out and steal what I want. My mom doesn't have money to give me. And I remember the one time that I was traveling, me and my family were going to Antigua, and the night before we were traveling, I got arrested for stealing. And that was legit the last time that I ever stole. I must have been like 12, 13 or something, or even older than that, probably like 14, 15. And that was the last time I ever stole. But even in that mindset, right, stealing things, whenever I would steal things, those same things were stolen from me. Crazy, right? But that's a story for another day, okay? But then when I got older and I actually started making money, I could just never get enough. Enough never ever felt like enough. And so I think I determined within myself, I'm gonna hustle. And I did that. I hustled for so long without spending money. Then I got into this mindset of just saving. Don't spend nothing. Put away. Don't be like these other girls that go and buy 1,000, 2,000 Chanel bags. Don't be like them. Save your money. Put it away. And I really thought I was doing good, saving money, being a hoarder, being selfish, because I remember even going out with my family, I legit wouldn't eat. I wouldn't eat food. I would eat other people's food because I didn't want to spend my money, even though I had it. Being a penny pincher, being so tight with my money, not wanting to give. The only time I really gave was when I was giving offerings and tithes in church. I gave for a few years and then I was like, well, tithing isn't really in the New Testament. And I found excuses not to give to my church. No, I did give to my church. I remember dropping like thousands of pounds on my church and I literally feel so upset afterwards, like after I gave it, because I felt like I gave it emotionally and I felt like this church, they didn't even build the church that they wanted to build. They just took my money and I was in that mindset of just like, I ain't giving nothing. I ain't giving no money. The thing is, I have a generous heart and I do love to give, right? But this mindset of poverty, this mindset of lack was really, really, really holding me back in life. And even though I thought that I was being so good by saving my money and putting it away and being tight and not spending money because I'm an influencer and people send me free stuff. And even the free stuff that I was getting in my way and annoying me. And I had never had space in my wardrobe, but it was just like a tight feeling of feeling confined all the time. And I'll share the experience that I just had with my mum, because it really just triggered me to really want to make this video now. It's Good Friday now, and my mum wanted to make ackee and saltfish, and I wanted to make the dumplings. And she has a place that she goes to that sell ackee for a certain price, which is up the road from us. But she thought that the price went up. So she went to Tesco. Tesco didn't have it. She went to another shop, but the other shop didn't have it. And so I'm not spending £2 or £1 extra on this ackee and saltfish. I said, mum, stop being so cheap and go and buy it. Because my mum would rather drive 20 minutes to save £1.50 than to actually go down 2 minutes down the road, pay a little extra, and avoid rushing around or being anxious because now you're having to drive 20 minutes to get bloody ackee and saltfish. And this may sound very trivial to you, but our poverty mindset shows and appears in the smallest of things. For instance, I've had to stop doing this recently because I don't want to waste things. Because I grew up saying, don't waste this, don't waste that. Maybe I had a mark on my hand. So I'll take a wipe out of the packet. Even though I've got 4 packets of wipes, right? I'll take 1 wipe out of the packet. I'll clean that. And instead of throwing it away, I'll put it back into the packet so that later on, when I want to take all of my makeup off, I can still use that one, right? Or maybe trying to use one thing to do 500 different things so you can make the most of that small thing. And it's like these little patterns of behaviors actually compound into a bigger deal. And like I said, I didn't realize I had a poverty mindset until probably like 2 months ago. As an influencer, we get free stuff, and that has even added to my penny pinching, being tight with money, not wanting to spend money because am I spending money? They're giving us for free. All my clothes, my makeup, everything, my hair, even my hair, my shoes, they're all like free and stuff like that. But when it came down to actually paying people, I'm still trying to find the cheapest deal. I'm still trying to get things for free. My partner would be like, pay them, just pay people. And like, okay, cool. Last year, a girl contacted me and she was helping my podcast, and I was assuming that she was offering her services for free. Anyway, turns out she was charging $25 per episode. After it, I had to pay her $1,000 for her editing the episode. And to be honest, I'm not gonna lie, that hurt me. Like, that pained me, knowing that I had to give someone $1,000 for something that I could have done myself. And that is also the mindset. I won't pay this person who has the skill and the expertise in doing it. I'll do it myself, and it would just take longer, but at least I didn't have to part with my money. Poverty mindset and poverty spirit also manifesting. Okay, I'm going online. Oh, this is a bit expensive, isn't it? Let me go and search if there's any coupon codes or any vouchers so I can get some percentage off. Oh, £5 delivery. Let me go and add a few more items that I don't need to my cart so that I can actually justify spending £5.95 for delivery. Never mind the fact that my cart is currently standing at £500. God forbid I have to spend £5.95 on delivery, right? And some of you may be thinking, well, isn't that just wisdom? There's a fine line between wisdom and having a spirit of poverty, being tight, not wanting to part with money, thinking that you're being wise and I gotta put this away. There's a level of being wise, right? There's a level of not splashing all of your money or spending your last pound or dollar on a Gucci belt, right? There's a level of wisdom, but there's also a level of you literally being so tight that you never actually enjoy anything. And it's like me and my friends used to go and spend like £100 on 100 pieces of £1 clothing, right? Oh, we're being cheap and cheerful, I'm getting a bargain. But those clothes, they don't mean nothing. They have lost their value because I got it for nothing. So I don't even value those clothes. I don't even want to wear it. Next week, I'm buying another pair of trousers. I'm buying another shirt. I'm buying another top. All because I wouldn't even invest in spending the same amount on 3 quality pieces instead of actually spending £100 trash. Some of you may be thinking, God damn, Brini, you're mad passionate about this. It's not that deep. Okay, it may not be that deep to you, but I had to realize how much being poor in my formative years affected me in my adult years. I do not say this to boast, but I've got over 6 figures in my account right now. Not how much I make, how much is actually in my account right now. And I'm still scared to spend this much or pay someone for this or do that when I actually have the money. And it reminds me of my uncle. My uncle died having so much money in his account. My grandma owed him like 3,000, and he made sure he'd get that 3,000 back from her, even though he had thousands of pounds in his account. Ugh, I am passionate about this because I'm not poor anymore. But to be financially stable and to have money and still be acting like you're broke is such a bad way to live. And it doesn't mean because you're not financially stable yet, you can still be a penny pincher, right? Because what that's really showing us is that we don't trust God. Hoarding money, holding on to things, not giving away things, not giving money is showing that you don't trust God. You don't trust that if you let go of this, more will come to you. You don't trust that next month you will receive money to replenish what you already spent. And talking about holding on to things and hoarding, at my mom's house, there's a whole dining room full of stuff. And I say stuff because it's literally stuff. Clothes I no longer wear, makeup, hair extensions, wigs, shit that I bought from the pound store. The room is packed. But this is what having a poverty mindset does to you. I'm never going to use that stuff. But what am I saying to myself? Oh, I'm going to sell it and I'm going to make more money. I've been saying this for three years. Because it's meant to be a dining room. I'm abusing that room because I'm not using that room for what it was purposed for. I'm doing abnormal use. I'm abusing that room. And I'm stealing that room away from my mum. God bless my mum for allowing me to do that. Even though I don't rate her for doing that. She should have said no. Find storage. Give it away. Sell it. But my mum is very agreeable, to be honest. That's another story. That's a bit of an enabler, but that's for another day. That's another story, okay? I'm sharing from my own experience. I don't have 5 tips to stop being a hoarder, but I can share some of the things that I have been able to do to break that spirit of poverty. So I'm currently working with a business coach at the moment, and let's just say she's not cheap, okay? And the fact that we know each other, she's giving me a huge discount, but she still isn't cheap, okay? And even though I know I needed her, I need her to put my business in order. It hurt me to agree to give her X amount of money every month. Good thing about her, she also is kind of like my therapist as well. So she talks me through, like, what is this relationship that you have with money? What is stopping you from signing up? What is stopping you from actually doing this? And I had to actually really dig deep and actually ask myself, what the hell was wrong with you? You need this service. And my mindset was like, well, I can find some free YouTube videos and do it myself. I don't really need to pay you this much money. And so I said to her, yes, I'll sign up with her. And I changed my mind. I said, yes, I'll do it. And I changed my mind. And I went backwards and forwards. And she was like, Breenie, what is this? What's going on? Why do you have a fear of losing? And I literally have a fear of loss. And that's just not about money. That's about fear of losing in life, fear of failure. I feel like if I give something away and I might need it, I'm going to feel pissed. It's real, guys. It is real. And so I kind of had a half study of like fear of loss. And so this is the quote that I have on my lock screen. And this is something that has really helped me in this season. I don't lose when I give, I gain. So I gain when I give, I do not lose. So I have to stop thinking that when I give money away, I'm actually losing money. I'm actually gaining it. And another thing that has really helped me to kick this poverty mindset is to actually start trading, right? I was such a huge believer in saving, but when I realized that the bank were actually trading my money and giving me back 0.01%, and I realized that I can actually trade my money and get 100%, 200%, 300%, 400%, it's limitless. When I started trading and I realized what the banks were doing with my money, I was pissed. So I didn't mind spending money to sign up to the academy that I'm with to learn how to trade and to make money, right? Because a lot of us, we have short-term thinking. We want instant gratification, so we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait for our money to accumulate, but signing up to trading and actually becoming a trader and helping other people become traders has been so liberating. And I watched a few documentaries as well, and then I realized that money is not real. It's not real, but it keeps the majority of us in a chokehold. It keeps us believing that money is hard to get, it's hard to keep. It gives us so much negative beliefs about money. Back in the day, people used to exchange, oh, I want this camel, so I'll give you 4 goats and 5, I don't know, gold jewelry so that I can get this camel. Money is just a form of exchange. And nowadays, we don't exchange camels, we don't exchange goats, we just exchange digits. When I actually looked at my account and realized that these are just digits on the screen, they're just digits. But the funny thing is that when you don't have it, it means everything to you. But when you can emotionally detach yourself away from money and actually allow yourself just to spend it, and I'm not talking about being unwise with your money, just let it go. I have been so determined to start buying more luxury stuff because I always used to look down on people who would spend their money on a handbag or whatever. But it was more so like, I didn't understand why you needed a designer bag when you could go to Primark and get a copy, or you can go to, I don't know, Fashion Nova and get a copy, right? I didn't understand why you needed a designer bag, right? But now as I'm maturing and I'm breaking that stronghold of poverty, I'm now realizing that it's not necessarily the product, even though yes, it's good quality, it's better have quality, but the way that you feel knowing that you spent this large sum amount of money on something, you value what you pay for. You value more what you pay the most for, and that's just it. When I was just buying Pretty Little Thing Fashion Nova cheap shit, I placed no value on it. Another way that I actually did a little thing to move away from this strong grip that I had on money is to actually clear out my wardrobe again. I do this every so often, but this time I really took out stuff that I don't wear or don't fit me. But there's nothing worse than going into your wardrobe and seeing so much clothes and still having nothing to wear, because the clothes that you have got, you can't fit into anymore. They look cheap. They look tacky. 5 items isn't even making one outfit. It's so frustrating and demotivating to go into your wardrobe and feel like, I've got to squeeze into this, or I'm not going to feel comfortable in this. Now I open my wardrobe and then I can pick out whatever I want, and everything matches, everything goes together. Now that I've actually cleared out my wardrobe and actually kept things that I actually enjoy wearing, things that are of good quality, that look good, that aren't got bubbles on it, when I actually cleared out my wardrobe, I now started to enjoy putting on clothes, whereas before it was like, I got too much stuff. Now, because I got too much stuff and I can't be bothered to actually go into my wardrobe and look for the stuff, I'm just gonna wear the same clothes every day. Even wearing the same clothes or not feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing is poverty, especially when you have money, for goodness sake. I'm just trying to think of other things that instill this like fear of loss and still feeling poor even though I've got money. Okay, and this may contradict what I said in my level up in your 20s videos, which I actually still stand by, because I'm approaching 30, right? And my whole idea was like, okay, I'm gonna stay in my mom's house until I get married, right? And when I was speaking with my business coach, I was getting upset because I do live at home with my mom and currently refurbishing my house, and I'm doing that for my mom, but I'm almost 30. I need my own space. And I've always had dreams to live in an apartment, and I would have done that if I didn't meet my partner in 2019, but nothing is stopping me from actually getting my own place. Nothing is stopping me from getting my own apartment. And I'm like, I don't want to waste money on an apartment. I can actually get a house and stuff like that. And I'm just like, life is too short. Who says I will even make it to buy a house? Like, who knows? And the thing is, like, really understanding that life is short. Like I said, my uncle died of thousands of pounds in his account. For what? You can't take it with you when you die, and you don't know when you're going to go. So enjoy your life. I think what I want to say is enjoy your life. Be wise, but enjoy your life, especially if you have it. And I'm not talking about spending money on frivolous things. Just spend your money. Don't think twice. Like, the last couple of weeks, I've just been buying stuff. The crazy thing about it is that every time I buy something, I get replenished. I don't lose when I give. I gain. Also, I forgot to mention, in order to be able to elevate in life, you have to let go of the poverty mindset. You have to let go. You cannot become rich thinking and behaving like a poor person. Like, it doesn't happen, because you take 2 steps forward and 1 step back each time. Having a poverty mindset literally slows you down from actually progressing and doing anything worthwhile in life. If you want to make more money, you have to drop the spirit of poverty, literally. And I can't wait until my testimony is actually fulfilled. Like, I can actually look back and be like, it was at this point that I released this fear of loss, this fear of spending money, that I actually elevated in my career, and I was making money easily, whereas before, when I had a poverty mindset, money was actually hard to come by. It was coming in drips and drabs, and I had to really work hard for money. I want to get to a point where I'm not working hard for money. Money is just coming to me, because that's how easy it is. Money is like a river. It's supposed to flow. We're the ones that hold it up. Our poverty mindset is the ones that literally hold money back from flowing to us so easily. This topic really got me fired up, and I'm probably gonna do a part two, because the poverty mindset is killing my people. It really is. And there's nothing like feeling poor when you're not even poor. And to even those who may feel that they don't have money now, you don't have to have money to feel rich. It is a mindset. Like I said, I've got money, but I was thinking like a poor person. So even though you may not have the money now, start giving money, paying your tithes, give money away. If you don't have money, give things away. If you don't have things, give time away. Just actually start to give things away, because the Bible says, give and it shall come back to you. Good measure, shaken together and rolling over. And I used to think, oh, the preachers are just saying this so that they can take my money. No, they're saying it because it's a principle. It's a principle. Given it shall become back to you. And one of the books that I highly recommend that you read, and which is one that really challenged my mindset as well, is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The poor dad was not poor, but he thought like a poor person. The rich dad was rich because he thought like a rich person. So you don't have to wait until you're a millionaire to actually start thinking rich.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.